The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
For people in the news business, this is the once every 4 year Super Bowl. We begin our coverage tonight from ABC News at 6 o'clock. Now, granted,
it's Super Bowl. You have a very different definition of Super Bowl than I do.
Super Bowl is a good thing.
Probably because you haven't been to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Way to flex your VIP.
I don't suck up to the boss like you do.
My goodness.
I'm just saying we should pick another word.
Wow, we just went full. I don't even know what descriptor to give that.
Rude?
Well, but then you cruel? Threw daggers right back at her.
What am I supposed to do, take
I don't
em?
Hook up with the boss like you do.
So good.
The fangs are out.
I cannot wait to get home tonight. And by the way, the first exit poll numbers come out in 53 minutes. I cannot wait to get home tonight.
And turn on KMBZ Radio by using your app to get the latest updates.
I'll be listening on the way home.
Good.
On the radio, of course.
Good.
Watch Wheel of Fortune at 6:30, because I'm old. And then go to one of the three major cables or one of the major over-the-airs and just sit there. I told T, because she goes to bed early. She has to get up early to go to work in Leavenworth. And I said, tomorrow night, this was last night, I said, tomorrow night's going to be a late night for me. So you'll be going to bed and I'll be staying down here.
You could always go to sleep early. It's not going to be. No.
I know, but I just like to. I mean, for me, this is exciting. And I watch, Dana knows this, I watch way too much cable news. This is a sport for me. It's a sport.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, the text line is pointing out that you forgot a letter when you said Super Bowl. You meant Super Bowels.
Bowels. Yes, Super Bowel. This is the Super Bowel for people in the news business. And I love politics, but over the years, Dan and I have decided that we won't do politics on the show because it just makes people angry and they're reaching for their dial to turn us off. And so years and years ago, the show started 13 years ago, we decided early on we weren't going to do politics. Because nobody gets anywhere. Nobody's going to change their mind. Just makes people angry. But I still love politics. I love the sport of politicking. Anyway.
So the show's been alive for three elections?
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Feels like 53.
That hurts.
But I love.
Here come more daggers. I mean, mom is just mad at dad.
Here is what I do.
Should have taken the trash out.
When it is election time.
Don't. Don't say that word.
Vote. And then I just, the chips have to fall where they may. I voted. I got my little sticker today. Made me very happy.
Yep.
Little I voted sticker. And then that's it.
So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning because I guarantee you we will not have a decision by tonight. It's just not going to happen.
Well, and I've been hearing a lot about extreme voter anxiety from people on both sides of the aisle.
We have that story in the stack. I'm going to bring that up here in a minute.
I try to remind them. The sun's going to come up tomorrow.
We have seen it. And if you have actual anxiety over all of the things that you have been seeing on the news, I have told friends that are very close to me this, turn off the news.
I know somebody who, I'm not going to get into details. I know someone talked to them today whose family member will not talk to them until after the election because they are on opposite sides.
Okay.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
And they're close family. This is not like cousins. Now,
the sun will rise tomorrow.
That just makes me sad.
It is sad. And this person, my friend, their heart was broken. Now, what we have done on the Dana and Parks program is something we've never done in 13 years.
Mm-mm.
We are endorsing a candidate.
Just one.
For political office. We've never done this before. Man, I'm starving. You know, I love the menu here. Well, it's good today, babe.
I don't know. I'm not really very hungry lately. Been on that steady diet of disinformation before this pivotal time in our country. Everything is just so woke.
I knew something was bothering you.
Hey guys, my name is Addison. I'll be taking care of you today. Can I get you an appetizer to start with?
You know what, Addison? You got freedom on your menu? Because it feels like freedom used to be on everyone's menu. Not anymore. You better tell your boss this restaurant ain't even yours anymore, because all the candidates have sold it off to China.
Can we just get two coffees, please? Look, sweetheart, we all get worn down when you turn on the TV, pull up your phone, the world just seems crazy. But you don't have to worry anymore. There's a new candidate.
I'm going to stop you right there. Look over at that table. Look at that guy. See that guy right there? See him? That one? That's one of those drug smuggling rapists that one candidate just let waltz on in here, raping up everyone. How can anyone vote for her here in God's country? She's letting drug lord rapey people in God's country.
Okay, all right. I was trying to say that there's this one candidate who really does stand for Missouri values. He texts me every day.
Look, then you got that other guy going door to door, aborting babies as early as kindergarten. We don't need another Washington elitist who hates elementary school kids.
Here's your coffee. You ready to order?
Addison, how about you bring everyone in here their rights back? Because if it ain't inflation killing grandma, it's going to be cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
We'll just take two burgers, okay? I was trying to say that there's this one candidate who's a real champion of family values. And I know that because he's been texting me every single day. Your children will be safe if you
The time to act is now. I'm sorry. I need to get out of here. Go find someone who doesn't want my 6-year-old daughter in an MMA ring with an 18-year-old who identifies as a house cat. I can't take it anymore. I'm sorry, what were you saying? I keep getting these text messages
into my phone. Those texts are going to get us back to common sense values. And candidates who won't use your money to shut down our police departments and take away all of our guns.
Wait a minute, my phone's still buzzing. Do you mean if we both act now, there is someone out there who isn't a Washington insider who's going to cut through the red tape and look out for me and my traditional family?
There is. I'm telling you, he's tall, he drives a truck, and he backs it into that parking spot like a man.
Oh, tell me more, but make it quick. I got to use the bathroom, and I need time to figure out which stall to go into.
Dana, a vote for Sam Stevie is a vote for freedom. He will single-handedly cut all of your taxes. He'll secure the border and bring order back to America.
Well, Sam's got my vote. And did you say order? I'm starving. Let's order, honey.
I'm pretty sure that Addison walked out about 10 minutes ago.
That's okay. Let's get out of here and find a cornfield, roll up our sleeves, and get back to our roots with Sam.
With Sam.
Vote for Sam!
I did not approve this message.
To the oceans.
With Sam Stevie. Well done. Well done. A story here about Election Day stress. It is officially Election Day. This is from ABC News. We know who's on the ballot. They're making their final campaign pushes across the country. As Americans consider which candidate to vote for, which ballot initiatives they support, experts tell ABC News that election seasons often lead to increased levels of stress, anxiety, and uncertainty. A 2022 study from the University of Nevada, Reno found that self-reported symptoms of anxiety and depression rose significantly around the 2020 election compared to April of 2020 in the early days of COVID. Quoting here from Dr. Kevin Antschel, election stress and anxiety is very real. Anyone that is feeling it should know there are literally probably millions of other people in the country that are also experiencing this right now. Experts say there are a few reasons why people may be feeling stress and anxiety, with one reason being the uncertainty associated with the election. Dr. Judson Brewer, Director of Research and Innovation at the Mindfulness Center at Brown University, said it is a basic survivor strategy that dates back thousands of years. Wow.
Yeah, but you mentioned COVID, and then I think, weren't we just more stressed out back then anyway?
Probably, but they say this goes back, I mean, it's not just exclusive to 2020. Like, 2016, people were anxious. 2012, people were anxious about the results.
But you like to talk about your own personal responsibility.
I do.
And if, in fact, you are so stressed out and have anxiety over the election or anything else, you have the ability to change that. You know, it's like kind of like the economy. You can't change the outcome of what the Fed's going to do, but you have the ability to
control your reaction.
Control your reaction, and it's a very simple solution. You just stop watching the coverage.
But I do feel like in the past, there's always been election anxiety. Further out on the bell curve, the more extreme you are in your beliefs, you have anxiety that your, you know, life is going to be over as you know it if the other party wins, type of thing, right? But I feel like in this election, it feels more like that anxiety is moving closer to the middle of that bell curve.
Maybe.
See, but I'm all in, like, full bore into the coverage. I can't stop watching it. But I'm not anxious. And I have a preferred candidate. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I'm not anxious about this election. I'm not going to go drive my car off of an embankment.
Set yourself on fire?
No, and by the way, there
my
was somebody
God.
Somebody who showed up at the Capitol building today doused in gasoline.
That would be somebody on the extreme ends of that bell curve.
You think?
Yeah.
You're a moron.
Setting a new mark for extreme.
Yeah. And there have been a handful, by the way, of unfounded bomb threats. By the way, does anybody care to guess where these bomb threats came from? They've already figured it out.
Probably not even within the boundaries of our country.
Russia.
Yep.
They are phoning in bomb threats, phony bomb threats from Russia today. Now, if my preferred candidate doesn't win, I'm not moving out of the country. I'm not giving up on America.
But again, we heard the same thing 4 years ago, 4 years before that. It's just now we're hearing it from more people than we did than in previous
Maybe
elections.
You're right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. No, Texter, don't be confused and don't be discouraged. We are not talking politics. We are talking about the election. And there's a difference. There are two names that have never passed my lips today on the air. Hell, I haven't passed my lips on the air in weeks or months. We don't talk politics just like we don't talk sports. But we do talk around the periphery. I mean, how can you not? It's everywhere on TV today. Everywhere.
It's like the top 15 stories on every single news outlet, local, national, semi-local.
And you, there are ways to talk about the election without talking about politics. Kate in Liberty, hello, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for covering this subject. I really appreciate it. Couple things. I think I'm more excited for the coverage tonight than I was for the Chiefs game last night. I mean, to me, this is a little bit of sport and just outside watching it. Again, you know, yes, I may have a preferred candidate, but just watching it, democracy and our republic in action is wonderful.
It's fascinating, talking, Kate.
It is. And talking with my kids, I have three in college that are voting, two in high school that are coming up to vote eventually. And I'm sure that, you know, they're probably sick and tired of me explaining the Electoral College on the dry erase board in the kitchen. But they don't understand it. And to be able to talk through it in a manner where they get it, so that they're not afraid of what they're hearing of rhetoric from either side and understanding why we go through this process, to me, has helped alleviate some of that concern, as well as explaining, okay, where is the biggest impact going to be in your life? Frankly, it's at the state and the locals.
Bingo. Local
I've said that for years.
Understanding that is going to help our kids and, frankly, all of us just realize, okay, tomorrow we're going to wake up. It's going to be okay no matter what happens, and we're going to go and live our life.
Yeah, Kate, I couldn't agree with you more in regards to who really has the political control over your life. I've said it for years. Dana's my witness. It is the closer to you they are, the more control they have over you. And I've always argued your city council and your county commission have more political control or influence over you than anyone on the federal level.
And it's exactly where we have the biggest impact and our biggest voice, where you can make that direct impact with that phone call to your city council or your mayor.
Yeah, whoever the next president is, they're not taking my call.
Right.
My city council person will.
Exactly.
All right. Kate, have
you guys have a good night. Enjoy.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Enjoy the viewing or the listening. We will begin our coverage, by the way, tonight, election 2024 at 6 o'clock with coverage from ABC News. I think I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
Okay. Alex in Iowa. Hello, Alex.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
So, people that have anxiety, go in, because you got to break that cycle of having anxiety. I mean, for a while, I thought it was a joking thing that every person on the team is just going to lose.
I think the government got a hold of your phone there, partner.
Next time.
All right. Say it again, Alex, because we lost you for a minute.
My bad. So, you got to go in and break that cycle. You know, for a while, I thought everybody that I voted for is just going to lose. So I kind of made a joke about it, but, you know, you got to break that cycle. And, you know, once your person wins, it's a great feeling. And we're noticing it with our kids because one of my sons was watching Nickelodeon. He's like, I get to pick the president. And it's making it fun for the kids. So it's getting down to the younger generations. We just got to keep that momentum going for our kids and ourselves.
Alex, I don't disagree, and I think you can make it not as divisive within the boundaries of your own family. I would like to think there are people who can do that, but I can hear people screaming in their cars right now. Like, it's easy to say that, but when it comes right down to it, how would that conversation go at Thanksgiving if you brought up this election?
Never in a million years.
It would not go well.
Well, and there are people in my own family, very close family, that we are not on the same side when it comes to politics. But what we've simply done is just agree as adults not to talk about it. I'm not going to let two people in Washington, D.C. divide my family.
Can you pass the salt? Yeah, if you want to up my taxes.
If you hate babies. I mean, that doesn't happen. I mean, how could you be so emotionally invested in someone who doesn't know you and quite frankly doesn't care about you and let that divide your family in a way that you won't even talk to each other? And in the case of my friend, their close family member doesn't even want to see them until the election is over.
I have not barred conversation about stuff like this to the point that we're just not going to speak until after the election. But I have certainly once during dinner, a topic came up that was political. And I just said, I'm going to stop you right there.
We're not doing it.
We swim in that sewer all of the time because of my job. And you could pick about 10,000 other things that we can talk about right now. I'm not talking about this in my free time.
How about them Chiefs?
Yeah.
I have a friend group who had a party scheduled for tomorrow night. After a couple of comments from a couple of people in the group about election anxiety, I have no idea if they're connected or not.
Wow.
There was a follow-up text about the party being postponed.
Really?
Wow. I'm not surprised, Sam. Here's all you need to know. It's almost over. It's almost over.
Merciful
I hope you
Jesus.
Voted, and it's almost over.
We have an update in the cell phone smash gate
of
yes,
2024.
Please.
Jason Kelsey, who, by the way, is celebrating a birthday today. He's 37.
Good. Happy birthday. Good. Hopefully you don't have criminal charges when we get back from the break.
Oh, give me a break. Oh, we better not.
913-586-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 345. Start sending in your arable but terrible jokes now to the text line 913-586-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday at 345.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what's the latest on Jason Kelce, Kansas City's adoptive son?
So we've all seen the video. We've all seen the video of the aftermath. We have all know what bad words were thrown around left and right. And there were calls on social media, some saying that the only reason that he wasn't criminally charged was because he was a celebrity.
Nope.
My update is not exactly an update because there isn't an update yet. However, they have confirmed the Associated Press with the Penn State University Police Department that an investigation is underway.
Oh, please.
An incident report was filed. Within that incident report, it says, quote, officer observed a visitor damaging personal property of another visitor. It says that the potential offenses would be criminal mischief and disorderly conduct.
Okay, you know what else?
But the investigation is ongoing.
There is also a law that we confirmed and looked up yesterday about using fighting words against someone, words that are, to the common man, generally assumed to create such a reaction from the recipient that
incite was the word.
You are inciting with those. Like, let me give you an example. Someone comes up to you and says something awful about your mother using expletives and sexual references. That
those are fighting words.
That is a fighting word.
But
and most people, if you put that in front of a jury, would that ratchet it up to the point that you're going to grab someone's cell phone and throw it? Yes.
Considering the fact that that is described as, quote, fighting words, would that not only apply if a fight were to have ensued?
Yes.
No, not necessarily.
Because I think this protects him.
I believe that what we looked up yesterday said intended to incite a reaction. It doesn't, I mean, and then define fight. We could have a verbal fight. We could have me throwing your cell phone on the ground and crushing it.
Which is the... Should he have just walked away with security in tow? Yes, he needs security.
Of course.
But could it have been much worse than I'm going to take your cell phone and throw it? Yes.
Now, keep in mind, sorry to interrupt you, Sam, and this is where I think he owed an apology last night. He didn't just throw the cell phone on the ground. He repeated that word, a six-letter word that rhymes with maggot, and called that kid that word three times after that kid said that about Travis Kelce.
By the way, my buddy had an interesting different perspective on this because the reporting that we're getting is incredibly vague. Nobody really knows when this happened. Was it before the game? Was it after the game?
It was before the game after his appearance on College Game Day.
So we don't know what was happening here. There may have been security. It just might have been a situation where he was trying to go out and mingle with the crowd to promote garage beer. Because he had the 12-pack of garage beer. Maybe he was walking around, going to different tailgates, passing out beers.
If that is true, he needs security flanking him.
But that wouldn't make for a very good video about the warm, friendly Jason Kelce with garage beer if he's
got two guys
in suits to his left and right.
I don't disagree with what you just said.
I wish he hadn't used those words back. Outside of that, I don't think he did anything wrong. Period.
Okay. Are you ready for the Susan Smith story?
All right, Leah. Well, now that I'm already riled up and mad, I suppose. Is she out yet?
We can fire you up more if you'd like.
I'm good.
We can push the limits.
You got a Menendez story in here?
No, tell me.
I can find an abortion story really quickly.
No abortion story.
Why would you do that?
Sam, you know, was Jesus a son of God or just a prophet?
Sure, let's do it. We're trying to rile her up.
Susan Smith in prison for the cold-blooded 1994 murders of her two young sons. I cannot believe it's been 30 years. Is hoping to be granted parole later this month, but the parole board has been inundated with dozens of letters of opposition from friends, family, and members of the public.
Well, maybe I need to write a letter.
The South Carolina Department of Probation, Parole, and Pardon confirmed that it has received more than 130 letters regarding Smith's parole bid. While the letters are not publicly accessible, Smith family source told the New York Post that many of them are filled with nasty comments about Smith's attempt to get out of prison after 30 years. They are awful, said the relative. They say things like she belongs in that lake with her boys. People do not want her out of prison, and they're telling the parole board that. Smith's ex-husband, David, has encouraged the public to write these letters of opposition.
Good.
In an interview this summer with Fox Carolina, he said that Smith should never be released from prison. Quoting here from David Smith, who has since moved on, remarried, I believe had more children with another woman. She took the greatest gift that we have in life. She took that away from them, and I want people to remember that. Maybe those who were old enough when that happened to remember know how they felt when they learned that Michael and Alex were dead and that she had done it.
And blamed a black man for carjacking her and taking the boy. Don't forget that.
That's right.
On top of everything else, sent authorities on a
wild goose chase
looking for some big bad man that did not exist.
From the Kansas City Star, it started with Elvis Presley. It will end with Will Ferrell. The Twin Drive-In, an Independence institution, since it screened its first film, Elvis Presley's Harum Scarum, in 1965, announcing it will close later this month. The final screenings on East Kentucky Road will be Sunday, November 17th. Theater 1 will show a double feature of Goonies and Jurassic Park. Theater 2 will show Elf and Christmas Vacation. Paul Farnsworth with B&B Theaters, which has run the Twin Drive-In since 2015, telling the Star that the theater could not come to an agreement with its landlord.
Oh. What happens to all the little boxes that you hang on your window?
You know, I've never been to a drive-in in my life.
What?
What?
I have never been to a drive-in movie theater.
I've been like a half dozen times.
The most fun thing from my childhood I can remember doing, and my mom would, like, we would get little lunch pails, and they would put in, you know, like peanut butter sandwiches, and they'd make us hide in the trunk. And then you would get in, and they'd let you out.
That sounds illegal.
Yeah. Then you'd watch
smuggling kids into a free movie.
Watch a double feature, and off we go.
I've never been.
It is a shame that it's closing because it's one of two we have left here in the metro. However, the few times that I was out there, it has not been updated since it was built.
In 1956?
That is not an exaggeration. I think the speaker boxes that she was just referencing are the originals from 1956.
Do they sound like you're driving through McDonald's?
They do. You don't even use them. You just listen to the big speakers.
Part of the experience. It has to be crappy audio.
Well, weren't they, at one point, they would get like a little FM band?
Yeah, you can pull the audio up on your radio.
No. It's way better to have the old metal, and they had little metal knobs. Yeah. Remember that, Sam? Turn it up, it sounded worse. Turn it down, you couldn't hear it, and it still sounded bad.
But I mean, like,
so why would I want to go to that?
The concession stands were a crumbling cinder block building that they hadn't painted since 1952. I'm sure there had been some updating, but again, the few times I had been there, anecdotally.
Health department, they never been in that room.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that it's come to its demise.
Well, they also said that the landlord wanted to increase rent 350%.
Come on.
350%. Quoting here from Farnsworth, we had a brief back and forth on it, but it quickly became clear that what they wanted was not going to be sustainable. Because then they would have to up ticket prices by 350%.
Now you just go to the Boulevard.
Is that the only one left?
That is the only one
and
left.
And where is that? Because, again, I've never been.
Like 3 minutes from here, right off I-35.
We should all go do a drive-in movie night. That would
Boulevard
be so
drive-in.
Much
here's,
fun.
Here's when I'll do that. As soon as you come over for a Star Wars marathon.
Well, hold on a minute. She's asking you to commit to maybe 1.5, 2 hours. You just asked her to commit. Well, are you talking full marathon or just the core three?
No, there is no core three. I'll watch the first one with what's her face looking like she got cinnamon buns on her head. And then you have to watch Up, which is the greatest movie of all time. And then
I re-gifted it just like you re-gifted
my... You will love that cartoon. Why will you not watch Up?
I don't like animation.
Oh, my gosh. Who doesn't like animation?
This guy. Who doesn't like Star Wars?
You didn't watch Tom and Jerry when you were growing up?
When I was a kid?
It's even better.
I also ate my boogers.
Okay, it's... Well,
you stopped doing that?
I was gonna say.
Yes.
When?
About a year ago.
5 minutes ago?
Year ago? Major League Baseball investigation recently found that a top teenage prospect in the Dominican Republic, who had verbally agreed to sign with the Padres, falsified his paperwork and is 5 years older than previously believed.
Uh-oh.
Resulting in the agreement being withdrawn. The teenager, who assumed the name Cesar Altagracia, verbally agreed to sign with the Padres for roughly $4 million. Mm-hmm. He became eligible to sign when he was 16 years old. But Major League Baseball discovered he is not 16. He is not 14, like he once said. He was 19 when he said he was 14.
They had to investigate this?
Players who have been found to have falsified their ages are typically handed a one-year suspension before they are allowed to reapply for playing in the Major League Baseball. Deals are struck with players sometimes as young as 12.
I was just going to tell you back up, because when I'm reading this on MLBTradeRumors.com, that the prospect, again, is currently 19, despite documents claiming him to be 14. When you first said that, I thought, well, who would be talking to a player at age 14? It's not even legal, is it?
Deals are struck with players as young as 12.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. You don't even know at age 12 what you want to do when you're 18.
At which point they are allowed to train under A-team's supervision out of sight from rival teams until signing day. You cannot sign.
That sounds like kidnapping.
Well, it's not kidnapping, but wow. No,
at that point, it would be human trafficking.
My God.
Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way. In just a couple of minutes, get your terrible but arable jokes in now. Text them in at 913-586-7798. Terrible Jokes when we return on Dana and Parks. All right, let's get some terrible jokes out of the way on this Election Tuesday. If you have a terrible but arable joke, make sure you text it in at 913-586-7798. Who's up?
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
How can you tell if a plant is good at math?
I don't know.
It has square roots.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you that I was hospitalized after a peekaboo incident?
No.
Yeah, they sent me straight to the ICU. Oh,
okay.
I'm almost going to make you do that one over again, but I won't.
That was so bad.
Sam.
Yes, Scott.
From 7669, did you know that I have this incredible ability to predict what's inside a wrapped present?
No, tell me more.
Yeah, it's a gift. Come on, hey, you Scott. Guys. Sam.
How does a pepper let you know that he wants to fight?
I don't know.
He gets hollow in your face. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you that a book fell on my...
I'll try that again.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you that a book fell on my head yesterday?
No.
Yeah, I have my shelf to blame.
Hey, Dana. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Where do cows go on dates?
I don't know.
To the movies.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
I tell you, I went to a new restaurant yesterday, and I tried roasted pelican.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was delicious, but the bill was huge.
Get out.
I'll see myself out.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
How do trains eat?
I don't know.
They chew, chew.
Hey, Scott.
Get out. Sam?
Why isn't fake hair free?
I don't know.
Well, you have toupee.
Wow.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What, are you going to eat up all of them from the text line?
What's the German word for constipation?
What's the German word for constipation?
Far from pooping.
Okay.
Where do poll workers get trained, Dana?
I don't know.
At the Electoral College.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you I had a conversation with a dolphin once?
No.
It felt like we really clicked.
Wow.
Sam.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, Scott.
From 3570, what did one hat say to the other?
I don't know.
You stay here. I'll go on ahead.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What do you get when you pick a pig's nose?
What do you get when you... Gross. What?
Hamburgers.
Gross!
I know. It's not funny.
Scott, do you know why I tend to not like artists very much?
No.
They be sketchy.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Did you ever wonder why David Hasselhoff started going by just the Hoff?
No, Sam, I didn't.
It was less of a hassle.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
An investigator.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Did you hear about the pasta that got locked out of the house?
No.
No key. No, no key.
Gnocchi. Hey, Scott. I was sitting there eating my lunch the other day when I realized cottage cheese is not really a cheese.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought of that. It just occurred to me.
It occurred to you?
Occurred.
Get out.
From 99.51. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
You know, it was a huge mistake challenging death in a pillow fight. I was not prepared for the Reaper cushions.
Nice.
Hey, Sam, what kind of shoes do ninjas wear?
I don't know.
Sneakers.
Okay.
Dana.
Yes, Scott.
From 6900. Can a kangaroo jump higher than a house?
I don't know.
Well, of course they can. Houses can't jump.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Two.
To who?
Excuse me, it's to whom.
No, I like that one.
Hey, Sam, what do you call a boomerang that won't come back?
I don't know.
A stick.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left ye.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Thanks for the jokes, everybody. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Election coverage begins in 2 hours here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.